Haphazard Adventures is filmed in front of no one, because it is a podcast.
Hey!
Hello!
Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back!
To John and Kaylee's Search for a House.
Part dos.
Part
tres.
Part tres of us doing it, part dos of us recording it. For this round. We didn't record the first round.
That's true.
It's true. It's true, boo. So we're out to look at new houses. We, as you know from the last episode, we saw some really unique, cool houses back then, but we did not put a bid on any. Put a bid. Well, I guess it's a bid. You are bidding on it. We didn't buy any. We're still looking. So we're up for round three or two, whatever we're going to call it today. We'll call it round two.
This is round three. This is the third set of houses.
Yes, but round two for them. Right, round three. You can catch up. We have, what, five houses today? Six houses today?
Well, we had seven. Four went pending, and then we found two more.
We've got the list here. We got five. So.
That's what I said.
Yeah. Do you know what the first one is? Because we don't have a list yet from Nick.
Black Diamond.
I know, but which house it is?
Yes, it's the only Black Diamond house.
But I don't know what house that is.
It's the five bedroom on the lake. So it's five bedrooms, a mother-in-law and the... A mother-in-law in the bottom.
Macro John Keel. Right. What the fuck? Are they putting more houses here? I want out of this fucking town.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, let's go at least in this, like, Black Diamond.
They're building too many houses. Well, too many fucking developments for houses to, like, rent. I hate that.
When your house is, like, we'll say 1,200 square feet for the base, the perimeter area square feet. I don't know.
Square feet is area. Perimeter is like the, how many feet is people walking around the house?
Yeah, this one, okay, whatever. Anyways, because like a 3,300 square foot house is that it's normally only 1,500.
Yeah, it's like 12 in the bottom, with 15, yeah.
Yeah, for easy math.
That's a big box.
But when you have a 1,500 foot square foot house and then you have 3,000 square feet of land, that's insane.
That's what we have right now, right? About that?
We have...
Because our house is big.
I think our yard is 7,000 square feet. Our lot. Not even our yard. Our lot.
Jesus.
And that's including front and back.
That's insane. It's too small.
It is too small.
I hate
it. Our fucking... Everything... When my neighbors get drunk, I hear it. When my neighbors have sex, I hear it. When the kids are awake and screaming, I hear it.
Sex. We're sex ninjas. We have kids. No, but it's crazy. Well, like, this guy mowed the lawn already this morning. It's like, you know, it was like 8:30, 9 o'clock.
That's too early.
Yeah.
On a week, on a midday. Well, and it's annoying because everybody's fucking working from home.
Yeah.
And you can tell the people that don't because they're retired or they just don't work or whatever.
They're mowing
their
lawn.
Because they're mowing their lawn at fucking crazy hours. And they can never just, like, mow the lawn. It's always like mowing the lawn randomly.
Yeah. And I hate neighborhoods that I can like literally stand in my house and pee on their house. Mm-hmm. So.
Or when we have a party and the neighbor's like, "Oh, you're outside. Hey, let me give you all this stuff."
Right. Oh, hey. Don't give me nothing.
Which is it is super nice, but it's right.
But people didn't understand that I don't like people.
Yeah.
I need to assure it does not play well with others.
Oh, look, the development.
Right, so many developments. I hate this.
No, that's not.
One home left.
Yeah. I don't think we're going in the development, though.
I hope not.
I hope not either.
But I'm excited I'm always excited to look at houses. They're always fun.
Someday, this house was a flip. It's not actually on the lake, it's the house behind it. So let's hope that you. Are these houses?
Yeah, those are the, like modern. Office building houses. Oh. We're not there yet.
No.
Curtis Lane.
Yeah, it's the... Oh, yeah. Right there. Fuck that.
No, thank you.
Oh, it's this one.
Yeah, it's already there. All right, at our first house, we're going to go look, and we'll tell you all about it. We're done. Bye.
Bye.
Can't push the button. Well, one house down. Four to go. What did you think of that
bust.
House? A bust, yeah. It had single pane windows everywhere. Like,
yeah.
So that's a heating nightmare.
That is a heating nightmare.
It was cute in its layout, though. Like,
it was cute.
But it's old. Like, it had an old Newtone AM/FM radio on the wall in the kitchen.
I like that.
It was kind of cool. It was unique and retro. But, I don't know. It was,
No, Jesse lives right there.
Hi, Jesse. It had a cool downstairs. We could have made it work, but the land wasn't quite big enough for what we want.
But we're not making it work this time.
No. If we're making it work, then it has plenty of land for us to build on later.
Yeah.
This one did not. And it had partial lake views, which was nice, but it's like...
It's just a lake view. You have nothing.
No access, but it was a lake view through the home of two houses. So yeah. It's a bust. It was also more expensive than I want to pay for a house. But
for that kind of house,
it did have five bedrooms. But it was weird. It had a master bedroom upstairs, which with two smallish closets and a smallish bathroom. But the downstairs was a giant room. With a giant closet, but no bathroom attached to it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. If you were to buy that house, we would probably put our master room downstairs.
Yeah.
And use the downstairs bathroom.
If we had one less kid, we were 10 years older, and we had older kids, and it had, okay, you could walk through this trail. Like,
well, the crux of us finding a house really is the fact that we have a big family, which is fine. But it's that plus the fact we have to have either a shared office space or two office spaces for us to work. But I'm fine sharing spaces.
I am too, but it has to be big. So and then big we have to have, like...
Soundproofing.
Yeah.
It's hard in our current space where it's tiny and we're back-to-back.
Yeah.
I'd prefer us, like, if we had a big room, I'd prefer us to essentially build cubicles for ourselves.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
By
so,
a cubicle, we mean, like, a wall.
Yeah.
With, like, a little barn door. Oh, it'd be so cute.
We could open it up and go, hi, and then close it. A sliding door.
Yes.
I like this idea. High five, bro. Not a bro, but bro. Look, he's trying to kill us.
Well, there's very rarely little middle things.
Call medians. I think.
No.
Don't quote me on that.
It's not a median.
You're a median. What are they doing here? Why is there a stepladder up?
That's how they build houses.
Oh, God, I fucking hate how the developments...
Have you ever noticed no house... Are level with each other. It's because they can't do that anymore. I don't remember where I heard that.
Oh, it's not that, because they're too close. Because they can't put the windows looking into uh-huh. each other. Yeah. That's dumb. How about you just don't build the house so close? Give somebody some freaking land to play on.
Yeah. But, babe, they're going to miss out. On.
So, one more house.
How many... houses if they did more land, like how much money are they really making?
Like, just in our neighborhood, if they took out one or two houses, mm-hmm. everybody would have a lot more mm-hmm. land.
I didn't think it'd be more than one or two.
Well, like, but if you take one house from each street,
yeah,
it'd be more. It'd be a good more amount of more land for everybody. Mm-hmm. But no. They gotta make it all bitchy.
Nope.
Four houses. We have to run home first, though. Fuck. So let's do that, and we'll come back to the house.
No, we can talk about the next house. I'm excited about this house. Yeah. So
which one is this?
This is the one has the play set in the backyard.
Okay. Has a three-car garage, I see. It looks nice in the picture. Mm-hmm.
It only in has four bedrooms. I feel like...
In the tiny picture, you can see right there, maybe, a bit focused. I covered up the address, though, because I don't want you to know where we live.
Maybe. Well, we might, maybe.
I mean, we've given enough hints of... We've said city names constantly in the states, so they can probably figure it out, but I'm not going to specifically give you...
I'm going to make it hard for you.
I'm not going to specifically give you an address.
Right.
This one's good. This one should be cool. Is the one with the four-car garage on here? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's right there. It's the last one.
Is it?
Yep.
The one on Myers?
The one in Bonnie Lake. Yes. Oh, there you go. Drop it in.
Damn it.
Just drop street names and city names there. Yeah.
It's actually not Bonnie Lake, though.
It's in Lake Bonnie.
No, it's not in Bonnie Lake.
It's in Lonnie Lake.
It's in Sumner.
I know where it's at. I don't just freaking say it.
Why? You can edit it out.
I edit nothing. No, this is cool. This one's four... That one was 4,100 square feet.
It was a big house. It was big. Oh yeah, for sure. And it had lots of little like
the upstairs felt small.
Really plain. And small. Yeah. The downstairs was like boom.
Well, it was weird. It was like there was no real pantry upstairs in the main kitchen, but there was a giant pantry downstairs.
Yeah. A lot of these houses have double kitchens or kitchenettes.
Right.
And
which I kind of like.
Yeah. No, I like that. Especially with the big fucking family.
Yeah, because how I think of it is, we have another refrigerator to put food in and sodas in and my beer in.
Your beer.
I have two cases. Oh, I have a 24-pack and 2 6-pack cases of beer in the garage, right?
I was like, I got a whole thing of wine left.
Nope.
That was empty.
Those are empty bottles. Uh-huh. Well, we do have all that wine from our wine episode that we wanted to do.
I know. And I still remember the taste because I was like, don't forget this.
Oh, we're doing it today.
Yes.
It's literally, I have the bottle in our bedroom to read the thing on it.
Okay. So, I wondered.
Yeah. Now, the wine episodes are fun. We gotta figure out what we're doing after wine. We'll do whiskeys. Ooh. I don't like whiskeys. We'll do...
I guess if you get the little ones.
Yeah. We'll do some kind of liqueur next.
No, I thought we were going to do, like, mixologies.
Oh, do mixed drinks? Mm-hmm. Like, do 20 days a week drinks, whatever? Or a month mixed drinks?
Mm-hmm.
It's like kids, like...
I don't want to be here.
Oh, man.
We could buy that house.
We could buy all these houses. It's not at once.
Okay. What? We can't get 2 free houses?
No, we can't get 2 free houses on a lake.
With... rental?
Right. We're not ballers like that yet. So, all right, we're gonna go home and we'll talk to you in a minute. Goodbye, Kitty.
Bye.
So, house number 2. What says you? Doobity-doo. I don't know, I'm trying to rhyme.
Here, hold on, let me get.
Directions? Okay. Yeah. Well, here, let's pause. I don't know. All right, we're back.
All right.
You know where we're going. So, second house. What you think?
I like it. I like the area. Well, so I like the neighborhood.
Well, but it's not a neighborhood you can pee in your neighbors. It's a neighborhood that everybody has a little bit of land, a little less than an acre of land, so you have room to play on.
There's another house for sale.
Yeah. I'll have to look at it. Oh, it looks nice. I like the... This one we looked at, it's definitely dated. It's definitely 90s.
Mm-hmm.
But it has really beautiful open front area. Mm-hmm. I just realized everybody watching can see all of our good bullshit in the back. Cool.
Oh, fuck.
That's all right. If you want anything, let us know. Well, we'll mail it to you. We'll say we'll ship it to you, but I'll be honest. As anybody who's bought comics from me before knows that I'm really bad about shipping shit on time. It's not my strong point. I can make them. I can sell them. I just can't ship them. So sorry. But no, this one was nice. It was weird that it had 2 staircases.
It was weird, but it had, you know, it wrapped around.
Right. One went right out to a loft, a bonus loft drain, and one went up to the bedroom area, which was kind of cool. Garage sale. Do you have to wear a mask?
Oh my god. That was a lot of shit.
Yeah. I don't think right now during a pandemic is the best time to do a garage sale.
I know, but I have thought about it because we have a lot of shit, obviously, we need to get rid of.
Right.
We went, Goodwill was open, we went to go to it, and they were closed.
Yeah, like, nope, we're at capacity.
I wonder if that's just that Goodwill or if it's all Goodwill.
I think it's probably just that one. But I mean, I'm pretty sure a lot of Goodwills are capacity because people went through all their shit and goes, oh God, get rid of it now. Mm-hmm. Let's not hit Nick in the butt. But the house had 4 bedrooms plus an office plus a bonus room. Actually, the living rooms were kind of nice. It had, you walked in to the right and there was a little like front room to sit in. And there was a dining room, kitchen, which the kitchen had a weird oven / microwave thing.
That's common. I've seen that before.
I mean, it's cool.
It's a convection.
Yeah, well, it's cool because it...
Horse races?
Yeah. Oh. Sure, the horse races. I like that idea because it saves space.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it combines 2 things. You know, because you don't need... I love 2 ovens. I really do.
Yeah, we use 2 ovens quite a bit.
We do. And if it... Actually, you know, that actually wouldn't work for us because we do actually do full-on... Even in the convection, you could bake stuff, you could cook stuff, but I don't think you could put a full-on cooking rack in there. Could you?
I don't know.
I don't know. Never tried. But it had a really cool, off of the breakfast and the kitchen area, it stepped down into another living room with the built-in bookcases and a big brick fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of cool. But it was interesting.
If they had a downstairs.
Oh, dude, if it had like a basement play area, it'd be offering now. And a truck.
I do think we should buy that truck.
Yeah, they have a truck for sale for $4,000, and we're going to call them that because it's a nice Silverado.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so what do you think of that house?
I like it. I don't like that it's dated, but we kind of wanted something that we could work on.
I do. I want something. I don't want perfect.
Yeah.
I don't want to buy a house that has everything
up to date. I don't want a cookie cutter.
Yeah. I want something that's like, oh, this is unique, and over time we can change cabinets or change paint or build a wall or take a wall. So I can do something to it. I don't want a house where I'm afraid to do anything, you know? So that one was nice. It would work. The bonus room, we could either put a wall in to make it a fifth bedroom easily, or just not and have the kids in an open room. I don't know which one we do better, but it was, it's a contender. We're on to house number three out into, what?
Genius idea.
But wait, there's more.
We should put a beam in the middle.
Uh-huh.
Barn doors.
Upstairs?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm loving those barn doors right now.
Barn doors are nice.
Yeah.
They're cool.
You, like, we so love... then they have that like privacy, but not.
We love pocket doors. We love barn doors. Oh, and the master bathroom had a pocket door in it to go to a closet.
Yeah, that was, and the bedroom that I think would be Sadie's had, so the big bedroom, it had the closet, and then right here, like, so here's the door, right here, there were doors, open them up, shelves.
Nice. Oh, in this house? Huh, that's cool.
Yeah, I had to go poop, so I went poop and then went throughout the house again.
That's where you went. I was wondering, Nick and I were talking, and I'm like, is she just looking at the house? You always have to drop a little bit of yourself in every house you look at. It's law.
One of us, between us and Nick, have had to go to the bathroom every single time.
Actually, that's not true. I haven't actually peed in one house yet in any of our trips out.
I said one of us.
Yeah, between you and Nick, But I have not peed in any house. I have bladder control.
No, you don't.
I have just been lucky and I had to go pee or poo. But now we're going, which house
are we going? Like, is the word poop... I think that word is really, like, can't there be a better word? But is it just that any word is going to be, like...
Any word, but you know why poop is poop?
Huh.
Because your mouth makes the same motion that your butt makes when you poop. Poop.
That is disgusting. I'm never going to look at this again. Oh, my God.
You never realized that?
Sadie does that too.
I know. All the time. Never realized that poop makes a poop?
No. Stop. Never do that again.
I can't promise that. But next house is a, well, it's a small house. So it's 1,000 square feet smaller than last house.
Damn. Yeah, but it has a shit ton of land.
That does it. Cool. Well, it's 4 bedrooms, 2.5 baths. Don't kill us. But I like the price. With that price, we could build a garage.
I've never been on this road.
Oh, neither have I. But I don't pay attention when we drive places. So I mean, I totally pay attention when we drive places.
No, you
don't. I don't. I do like to pull to my butt though, this car.
Yes, I do love this car.
So, first house is out. Second house that would work. It's definitely doable. We got 3 more houses to look at. Yeah, I'm most excited for the last one, to be honest.
I am too. And it's been like that every time.
It's also the most expensive house.
Oh, we've been on this road. I
yes,
know where
we have.
I'm at.
It's a tree farm.
We just came from it backwards.
Right, dude. But yeah,
how the fuck did we get there?
I don't know. But no, this is the normal way. We become this way. And
no, I know, but we just don't come from that turn.
Yeah.
Come from,
That was special.
That is. So I want to go and look at the,
I want a house out here. I live out here.
So what I want to do is the house that we do like, because we are trying to keep the kids in the same schools, or at least in the same district, that what, like, if it's close enough, like, if it's more than 30 minutes, we said we'll change schools.
Yeah.
But if it's within 30 minutes, we'll drive.
Yeah.
And, that's true. And so... I want to see, like, because you can get kind of backwards and, like, see the different ways. Because that one is technically in Auburn.
Yeah, but it's close.
But it's close, and if we can go back roads and not fuck with the main road that has a shit ton of traffic.
Fuck that road. Right. She did that. For those listening, she did an okay sign. Not everybody's watching me.
Yes.
Not everybody wants to see our pretty gorgeous faces.
No makeup.
Though I did use that face wash again today, and it feels nice.
You like it?
Yeah, it does. Nice. My face smells good. Yeah.
Woo.
We shouldn't do that while driving.
People behind us probably always think I'm drunk. Because I drive with the road. I don't, like, stay within the lines.
That sounds so bad. I drive with the road, not with the lines.
No, like,
how pretentious can you be?
What? No. Like, if there's a dip with the road, I'm not going to, like, totally go against it if...
You think that brings you up for your bad driving? I don't care.
Shut the fuck up.
I don't drive by lines. Lines are the man's way of telling you what to do. I drive by the feel of the road. Pish posh. That's what you sound like right now, just so you know.
I've never even thought of it that way, ever.
That's what makes it so much more funny. It's unconscious, yet you're still by the
No, because why would you, like, fight the grooves? Don't fight the grooves.
The grooves. The grooves. The grooves. Oh, man. It's so great. We should buy a giant farm and have animals.
See? Now we're in Eden Claw.
Yeah. I'm actually okay with having farm animals.
I want chickens, but chickens, we have hunting dogs.
They would eat the chickens. Well, if it went chicken cubes, it'd be fine.
Well, if we got them when they were puppies.
Yeah. It'd be fun. It would be fun to have chickens, like, away from the house because they smell. Mm-hmm. But no, it'd be fun to have some farm animals and learn. And because it's an aspect of life I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know? My dad grew up on a farm, working on a farm, baling hay and doing all that kind of stuff. And it's... I'd actually be okay with having horses, but... It's a lot
horses
of commitment.
Would be fun, but it is a lot of work. Actually, one of the houses I think we're looking at
has a horse barn.
Yeah. A wash area and everything.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to having a horse, especially since we do have some good friends who have horses.
Yeah, live with us and help us take care of these fucking animals.
What the fuck were we thinking? God damn it, John.
Sounds like
hey, isn't that here where you ran into that Ruby bar and took off our license plate? Trying to get eggs. Like, I'm gonna pull over in this giant brush. How episode was your rebar there?
Yes, it was in one of these back rooms. But I mean, really, why is there rebar?
Right. And we lost a license plate.
And we could never find it.
We were lucky too, because it could have gone in the radiator.
Oh, we are so lucky. It could have fucked up a lot of shit.
But these are so cool. I've only ever ridden a horse once.
Me too.
And I fell off.
Twice.
I got on the horse and it went like this and I fell off and I was like, nope, I'm done. I was like 12. This hurts.
Fuck this.
Yeah. Fucking him out. It's also one of the only times I ever fell on a motorcycle. My uncle did a wheelie and I fell off the back. I was like, oh, this sucks, I'm out.
Oh, John. My adventures.
I used to drive riding lawnmowers around all the time. My grandpa had one that he took the blade off of and he souped up the engine so it would go faster. It's pretty awesome. He made a go-kart out of an old riding lawnmower. It was pretty cool. Anyways, this house. Going on that giant fucking tangent. Honestly, though, it would be fun to have farming land and actually, maybe not now, but when we're older.
I just don't understand, I don't want to say this because you're going to make fun of me.
I will,
but don't worry. The poor people, like, how come they're always in these areas? And why, if you are poor, do you have to have your yard like shit? Maybe it's not poor people. Maybe it's crackheads.
Well, it's just lazy people. Look at my ambition. I don't think poor...
And do they go hand in hand? Because if you don't have ambition, you're going to be...
Yeah, exactly. I don't think it matters poor stuff, but I mean...
It's not about the status of the quality of their money. The status of their income, I think it's the status of their...
Well, I think poor is anymore coming to a synonymous to not just how much money you have, but the lifestyle you choose. you choose a poor lifestyle.
Like, especially in urban Washington.
We sound like elitist right now.
I know. But in urban Washington.
That's not how we made it, I promise. Yeah.
It's super easy to make money if you want to.
Right. Well, even that, it's like.
Like, we don't have a. Like, we have a high enough limit right now, but.
Well, I don't want to. You know, it's not like poor versus rich, medium class, whatever, mm-hmm. but, like, wherever you live, take care of your shit, clean up your yard, you mm-hmm. know? And it's just like you find people like that right there. Their fence is all dilapidated and falling apart. It just looks like shit. Mm-hmm. And I know it's expensive to maintain stuff, but it's not that expensive. I don't know. Maybe we're just out of touch. I mean, how much is a gallon a month these days?
Oh, my God. Whatever.
$20, $50 a gallon? I don't know. I know. It's like our milk is like $2.29 a gallon.
That's so crazy because it used to be like $1.50.
I know, right? But no, it's, seriously, I don't know. I mean, it doesn't cost you very much money to mow your lawn, that's for sure. Or to pick up the trash in your lawn.
But, so like, there's, like, this one. Yeah, that one's nice.
Beautiful.
But then, that one's nice, too. But yeah, then right. There's, like, other ones. It's, like, what?
What I don't understand is the houses that have, like, the fucking... Oh, right here.
Surprise.
The houses that have, like, the, all, like, the bathtubs and broken down cars in the yard all the time. Yeah. I don't get that. And that's
even
more...
we have a toilet in our yard right now.
No, it's not here. It's in your garage. I moved it.
Is this it?
This is it. This, let's see. Yep. That is it. All right. We're going to go in. Bye, guys. Well, that house was a what? Well, that house was a bust.
Yep. I'm getting used to it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like that second house.
Yeah.
But I still don't know if that's the house.
I know. This one has the land.
Has the land.
But it's weird because it's split by the road and it's got a horse barn, which is kind of cool. But as we said previously, it would be fun to have horses and animals in like 10 years.
Fucking way to take.
I don't know either. Just pick one and see if it goes right. I think that way, actually.
I think it's what?
Well, there's 218th Avenue right there. So you
want
that? No, that's 218th right there, so you want to take the left.
No, because this is 218.
Okay. Well, it's time. Let's see who's right.
Yeah, I was right. Fuck,
nope.
I was wrong.
I was right. I told you, because I want you the other way, so turn around.
Now we're just going to fix your home. It's fine.
All right.
Go this way.
I guess technically we're both right. Now, the house, it had 5 bedrooms, but no office space. It had...
Yeah.
The rooms were awkwardly close to each other, and the master toilet was too close to the shower to where... Just, yeah.
There was no separation from church and state.
No separation from church and state. It was very 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Very 80s, which is not a bad thing, but not for me. So that's a big no-no to that house. So far we have one contender and 2 houses. But this next one...
It's further out in Edom Claw.
Further out in Edom Claw. I mean, not
Whoa,
Edom...
shit!
Whoa! You're gonna catch some fucking air on that if you pay attention.
I wasn't even speeding.
It was playing at home. There was a real big woo woo. And yeah.
It went woo, straight woo.
Yeah, so if we were going faster, we would have caught air. All right, we can't be on this house because we can't have Cody on this road.
Right.
We'll absolutely catch air on this road. Oh, this house should be cool.
This house, I think, will be cool. I'm unsure about the area or the, I think this is more on the main road, so it'll be easier to get to.
Yeah, yeah.
From our area.
Oh, good. It's close to a cemetery.
Don't look.
Hold your breath, don't breathe.
Right.
It's breathing for people who can't. Somebody used to tell me.
Yeah.
No, not my dad. Somebody. My grandpa?
I don't know. Anyways.
This is the house that's all wooded that mm-hmm. I was like, I don't know if I want to see it, but I don't know if I like it, but I want to see it. And you're like, really? I love it.
Yeah, well, because it had a lot of rooms, I feel like.
Take a left at the motorway.
A left at the motorway.
Yeah. How pissed do you think someone would be, like, if they sold their house, like a lot of people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're big, obviously they're huge into horses,
mm-hmm.
right? And they sold it to a family with lots of horsely. And the first thing we did was get out their horse barn and turn it into like a party room or a bedroom or offices and just fuck all the horse stuff away.
Yeah. Oh, I know. We've done, we did the rodeo there in Stampede.
Miss Katie Kidzap.
Yeah, and they were like, oh, it's so cute. Your last name is Horsley. Does she just love horses? Do you guys ride?
No. Nope. I mean, she loves horses, but we don't ride.
And she loves the idea of horses. Yeah. She's never...
Oh, look, that one's nice and open. Open concept, you know, no roof. So you couldn't see, it's a dilapidated house, just brick structure with windows, no roof.
That's kind of cool, though.
I mean, that'd be a cool like, play area for, like, Nerf Wars.
Right.
Dude, imagine if we had property, we could build, like, a dilapidated house.
We could build, like, a...
We could build, like, a freaking war zone area. Dude, that'd be awesome. That'd be awesome. All right. We're almost at this house. We're going to go look. Hopefully, it's better than the last one. And we'll let you know when we're done. So, deuces. House four down. Oh, hand sanitized. Gross. Nobody pooped in the house, so that's good.
Hey.
The house was interesting. It was they definitely remodeled it and added a huge addition on there. It had a master bedroom upstairs and a giant master downstairs.
Hold on. Got a lot of bugs in here for some reason.
Attracted to beauty. That's me. No, the downstairs master was like, it was too big. I don't know. I don't.
Right.
I mean, I like a good sized bedroom, but I'm after having what?
What? There's a fucking bug in here.
After having the Paulsville house and stuff, like, a giant fucking bedroom. It's like I don't. There's too much room. Yeah. I need enough room for like my bed, my dressers. What I need is a big closet. I don't need a huge bathroom either. I don't need a 500 square foot bathroom or whatever. That's ridiculous. Oh, hold on. Kendrick's calling, so let's,
pause.
Should we just have him on the show?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed the call. Hold on. Let's call Kendrick back. We shall pause. And we're back from a nice short conversation with Kendrick. I think I talked to him for like 4.5 minutes. He talked to him for like 20.
Well, we have...
Sheesh.
Sheesh.
It's like he's your uncle or something.
I know it. And he lives with my brother, and my brother's a dipshit, so...
Right, he is a dipshit.
you.
But that's a different conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at the last house now. So the last house, to finish up the last house we looked at,
mm-hmm.
Not gonna work, right?
Mm-hmm.
No. What? Yeah, no, it had a big basketball court, which is nice, but it was just...
Yeah, but it didn't help. Yeah, and it was in the middle of fucking nowhere. If we move here, it's still in town. It's just a different town.
And Barney Lake's nice. I mean,
we just drove through it.
I mean, it was nice.
Right.
We're bad at this.
We are really bad at this. We did drive through Bonnie Lake.
Yeah, no, this one looks nice. I'm excited for this one, to be honest.
I am too. I don't know. I kind of have that feeling like this could be it.
I got a little flutter. But no, the last one's out. I like the basketball court, but it's neighbors too close.
Right, the house is too small. Right, they did a really great job updating it, but again, we have like probably two kids.
Right,
Well,
and that one, to finish my thought before we pause, it has, you know, they added on a living room and a master bedroom mm-hmm. to it. It has a master upstairs with glass see-through doors, not even like frosted, just straight up windows and the doors.
That's strange.
So, I mean, unless you want to scar your kids or have your kids be scarred by themselves. And the downstairs bedroom was just too massive. I mean, it had a king-size bed and a day bed in it.
Mm-hmm.
And there was still more room in that room.
Mm-hmm.
So it was nice, but it's like, no, not for us. So the last house we're looking at is, I'm excited for it. It's on about an acre or so of land. Mm-hmm. It's got 4 or 5 bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
It's also got a 3-car attached garage.
Is this
and
the one that has
a 4-car detached garage.
Oh, yeah. And it's on an acre.
Yeah.
Over an acre.
It's also the most expensive one on the list by far. But I'm excited for it because it's got that detached garage mm-hmm. that we can do a lot with.
Mm-hmm.
And land. And it's all. And I believe, if I remember right from the pictures, it's all fenced in.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It is.
That's a big plus.
It is a big plus, but it's... I want to see how it's fenced in because...
Well, no matter what, not to interrupt you, but just, no matter what, if it's fenced in, I want to build another fenced area for just for the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
No, sorry, go ahead.
Is this it?
No, yes, no.
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 But it is the next one.
Oh.
No, I think did I pass it?
I don't know.
Yeah, I passed it.
That was it?
Mm-hmm.
That's a weird driveway.
No, wait. No, this is it.
This is it? No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Is this it?
No, it's not.
No, it's not. I don't know where we're going.
I don't either.
pull in here and turn around. Oh, Nick's following us. I'm like, what are you doing? I think it was that weird driveway. Yeah.
That's a...
It wasn't well marked.
No.
Was it that weird driveway?
Yeah.
That right. Big hill?
Yeah.
All right.
That's strange.
All right. Going with the big hill.
Oh. Big bump when I keep not seeing it.
Are you window for sound?
Huh?
Are you window for sound?
Oh, okay.
All right, so we're going backwards now.
We've passed like every house.
I know. Well, it's a weird driveway.
Yeah, because on the road, the street view.
Yeah. All right. Now we bought this.
This is it.
Yeah, 6409. It's not that one. It's up that way. That's 05. All right. But there's people here. Tractor. All right, well, we're going to look at this house and hopefully not get. I thought it was a fire truck.
No, I did too. I thought there was an ambulance.
Bye for now. All right, we're all done today.
We're all done.
Day.
Time to spare.
Three. Yeah, we're actually our appointment was now to the last house.
Yeah, we went through it pretty quickly.
Well, we're ahead of schedule too.
Mm-hmm.
I liked the last house. I don't like the price.
Yeah.
I think it's way, way fucking overpriced. And.
Do it.
I was leaning forward into that. I think that it was nice. I like the land. I like the house itself. It's like $150,000 too expensive for where it's at and for what it is.
Well, and they bought it expensive.
Mm-hmm. They bought it in 06, the height of the market. And they're trying to recoup some of that cost, which I get, but it's too much. Like, as our real estate guy, Nick, said, the second house we looked at that we liked is, God, $160,000 cheaper.
Yeah.
And we can just take that money and put it into the house and make that house amazing. So.
And we have stocks with our company. They're doing really well.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have to sell them. We'd have a higher payment and we'd have to pay mortgage insurance, but.
We pay for insurance now though, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Some people really hate that because you're paying.
I hate it too.
I mean, I do. But for people who don't have $200,000 to put down, you know.
Well, I hate the fact that we have to pay insurance for the mortgage company. That's what I hate.
That's right. Like, and it's not even an option.
Yeah, if they want to insure their loan, they should fucking pay to insure their loan, not us pay to insure their loan.
No, I agree.
I'm already paying enough for this shit. But I don't know. I think it's out because it's too expensive for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like it. I really wish
I did too. It was dirty though.
It was. Okay.
God.
I don't judge a house I'm going to buy by how dirty they keep it.
No, I know.
I judge it by how dirty I'm going to keep it. But it's. I kind of wish that other one, that three-story one that I liked, wouldn't have gone pending. Because it was cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
A lot cheaper.
And it's a contingent.
Yeah, so we'll see.
There are chances. I think people only do the contingent for a month. 45 days.
Oh, well, we're still trying to buy a house in a month from now. That would suck. I want to be done. Done, son.
I know.
So what are your thoughts today?
All of them
are no-goes except for maybe number two?
Yeah.
Even number two, we'd have to make it work, but it's cheap enough to do it. By cheap, I mean it's still more than our current house, but...
It's in a desirable location for that area. It's just not a very desirable location for us.
Yeah, well, it's close.
Because we would have to be...
We have to drive the kids.
Yeah, and if we're driving the kids, I don't know.
Did maybe we should office? Drive
by. Yes. Remember in the front, it had the wallpaper?
Oh, right. It's like the very much the hunting man's office.
Yes.
Have to change that.
Yes.
Yeah. It's all coming back to me now, the house.
It's all coming back. It's all coming back.
Had the... Thank you, Sam. The living room with the downstep and the bookshelves and the fireplace. Yeah. Although it's a wood fireplace, not a
gas,
so it would put off smoke and shit.
Yeah.
It's not too bad.
No. And then we'd also have to update that. We could renovate the bathroom and stuff though.
Which bathroom?
Like the master and do the nice tile because it's all tiled, but it's 90s tile.
Yeah. So
I don't know.
It's a thought. I like how going to that house, we're like, yeah, this I have a good feeling. This is a Tingo one. Get out of it. Nope.
No, like as soon as we got there, it was like, oh no.
Well, it has a driveway that you go up, and wasn't a fan of that driveway.
Well, no, and then like, bam, there's the house. Like you have that all that acre. Why didn't they set the house back a little bit?
Well, and it's also a case of the photographer took photos that are very deceiving as far as how the size of the lot and stuff.
Yeah.
They made that backyard look so much bigger.
Mm-hmm. And it had the vegetation, but it was so overgrown.
Yeah, which doesn't bother me so much.
That doesn't just really doing it. Either.
The land wasn't level, but what pisses me off is that the house was fine, right? The house was fine. It had the garage, which it said it was a 4-car garage. That's 4 small cars. That's
like it only had the one bay.
Yeah. It's a 2-car garage with an exploit. It's because it's 4 cars deep or 2 cars deep. So saying 4 car because you can put a car bumper to bumper in there. But it's not a 2-car garage with a shop area.
Mm-hmm.
But which was nice, but it was finished.
That was a bonus.
So that would have been good. But yeah, what pissed me off is I hate it when you go to see a house and they've taken deceiving pictures of lot sizes.
Yeah.
Like, it looked like the lot had a lot more backyard area. And it was also weird that they had people in the,
They had people in the RVs behind them.
Yeah, living there.
Living there. Which so is they fine, were, but, like, watching us look at the
while
house.
We're walking around, they're there, so.
Yeah.
We couldn't really walk down to that. I didn't really feel comfortable walking down to that part of the yard because there's people living in the RV. And there. So, I don't know. It's off, unfortunately. It was cute. It did have, the one bedroom did have little half doors, little storage areas.
I didn't like that.
Little hiding places for the kids, or reading nooks as kids trying to say, it'd just be storage. But that was cool. So I think we're kind of back to the drawing board of looking.
I know.
So we're going to keep looking, and hopefully we don't have too many more house hunting episodes. But if we do, we do.
I feel bad for Nick.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's going to make his money off of this. I mean, don't feel too bad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know.
And we get to see him.
And we get to see him.
And when we buy our house and sell our house through him, he's going to get a good paycheck. So.
He'll get $20,000 just on selling our house.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I'm pretty
sure. That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, good for him. He's putting the work in. So, I don't feel too bad. And I get to see him. That's good, too.
Yes.
So. Ugh. Alrighty.
I know. I'm so sad. Like, I really. But I haven't, like, gotten super excited about a house. Like, oh my god. We got to look at this now.
Right. I was kind of that way about that 3-story one that did sell.
Well, then why didn't we? You should have said, no, we need to look at this now.
Because you were like, no. And I was like, no, it's awesome. It has a downstairs bedroom, kitchen, living room, and
I thought it was awesome.
It's amazing.
If we find one that's like that, then we need to say, we need to look at this now.
Because I like 3-story houses.
I do too.
I like the idea. Actually, I like the idea of main living space. Mm-hmm. Possible master bedroom in the main living space is fine with me. Upstairs, kids' bedrooms and rooms. Mm-hmm. Downstairs, rec room play area.
Mm-hmm. And an office.
An office downstairs would be great.
It is hard, though, like with that other house, is we don't have our own offices.
Which other house? Oh, the one.
Number 2.
You wouldn't have an office. You'd have to share an office with me. Mm-hmm.
And that's not going very well.
Yeah, it's going fine. It's just, it's ride the mute button. Noisy.
Mm-hmm.
Although that office was a lot bigger than our current office. Our current office is pretty small. It's like 8 by 10.
We need to work on our current office.
We need to clean stuff out of it. Yeah, it's pretty messy. But.
And we'd also have to deal with this traffic.
We would. Is this 167?
Mm-hmm.
I hate this road. Well, I guess today was a bust. Until next time, I'm John. That's Kayla. She's not going to say her name, apparently.
I went peace.
Yeah, but.
I went duck lips.
Duck lips. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Hey, everyone. Don't forget to check out Y2CL on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and y2cl.net. You can catch this podcast on SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, or any other service that takes an RSS feed. If you want to support what we do, you can become a Patreon on patreon.com/y2cl. Give some cash and get some cool shit.